Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thank you to everybody who came out to see us on Friday as we played out there in McDitton's in St. Petersburg for Halloween. I thought it was a great time.
That was a blast.
Great time. What a fun crowd. Great costumes. Although I am a little bit annoyed that the person who won the costume contest was dressed as Avatar from the 2000s.
It was an 80s.
Like, they shouldn't even let her in the contest.
I don't know how that
Picked, who picked those people? You?
No.
Who picked the people for the contest?
I have no idea.
You had a nice girl with big boobies who was dressed like Olivia Newton-John, you know, Let's Get Physical, kind of 80s aerobics, Jane Fonda workout. Then you had, I don't know, you had some crazy
Exorcist
aliens.
Guy.
Oh, the Exorcist guy was great.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Even though he was 70s. But he had a dead floating body above him. He was great. I don't know, there were a bunch of great 80s costumes. There was Jim and Tammy Baker, which I didn't see during the night, but I saw in the pictures at the Bone Online. I thought Dom was great as Richard Simmons.
He looked fantastic. Yeah.
They had a bunch of great 80s costumes, and the chick who won, I think it was a chick, was all painted blue and black tiger stripe, and she was Avatar, and she had a spear, and she kept growling at me.
Yeah, doing the tongue flip thing, which is weird. Yeah.
What did you go as? Because it was a big secret, and for those who didn't go, I didn't go. I couldn't go, but what did you go as?
I was Alf. The furry creature from Melmac.
Alien life form.
Yes, Gordon Shumway is what I wanted.
And what were you, Galvin? Because I looked at it and I was trying to figure it out. It looked like Uncle Buck, but I wasn't sure.
No.
You're the worst. You're as bad as Johnny B.
I didn't know who it was.
Galvin was Magnum. If Magnum P.I. was played by, what's his name from MSNBC? The guy who used to be on ESPN.
Keith Olbermann.
No, but here's the thing, and this is why I did the crazy eyebrows, is because I had the mustache and had the Detroit Tigers hat and the Hawaiian shirt and the short shorts, and I looked in the mirror and I go, something's missing. And I pulled up a picture of Magnum P.I. and I went, oh my God, Groucho Marx. That's right.
Yeah, crazy eyebrows.
He has crazy thick eyebrows.
Yeah, Galvin looked good, except when we were playing, his nuts kept creeping out of his shorts.
That's not true. I had the long underwear thing on, so I was fine. But it's funny because apparently just a mustache and crazy eyebrows makes people not able to recognize you. I was standing next to your brother, Nick, and he was saying something, whatever, and I go, hey, dude, and he goes, holy cow, I was standing next to you for like 10 minutes. I didn't know it was you.
I was staring at you for like 20 minutes and had no idea it was you.
Oh, come on. That's the funny thing is you were like, I want to go in early and, you know, mess around. Nobody's going to know it's me. I was standing there as soon as you walked in, like 10 people go, there's Mike. Yeah. There's Mike. He's got his head on and everything. And then there's Mike right there.
It was very hot in the outfit.
Yeah, it looked like it was.
And the rubber inside, which I don't know what country they made that in, but I'm pretty sure there was asbestos in there. Oh, my eyes were bleeding.
Here's the funny thing, and I don't know if you even realize it. So you couldn't hear or see very well, right?
Yeah, I was actually seeing out of the eyes, but it was very hard to keep the eyes lined up with my eyes.
Okay, so I'm standing near you, and people are talking to you or coming up. And this isn't going to play very well on the radio, but you guys will get the gist in the room. So you have Elf mask on, and this guy's talking to you, and you go like this.
You turn away from him?
You just turn. It was almost like Avocado Rocker, and then you're trying to touch people.
Yeah.
And you're going like, it was like you had Magoo glasses on, and you didn't know how far it was, and you're going...
It was kind of good because I could ignore people,
too.
It
was very weird.
The funny thing is,
the owner came up to you and he was like, hey, I'm so happy for you guys to be here and blah, blah, blah. Everything. And you did the Magoo and then you wound up taking your hat and you go, I didn't hear a word you
said.
Well,
that's right. Let me tell you, the guy came over and he was talking to me and I'm thinking to myself, I'd never met him before, and I'm like, I can't hear a word this guy is saying, and this is kind of awesome because I'm just ignoring everybody. And then I heard, Rachel, me, Tana, and I'm like, oh, accent, Irish. This is probably it. So I took my mask off, and I was like, oh, they were so nice to us. They brought us over a ton of food. They were really, it was a great time. McDitton's in St. Petersburg was really a great place to be for Halloween. The other thing, what was the other thing I was thinking of? First of all, I got to get back to you for a second. But it was something else you made me think of. This was odd. Is that I walked in and a lot of people, I walked in with my wife, and you know, I'm a big elf, so people did recognize me when I was walking on the streets. And the minute I walked in, people wanted to start taking pictures. And I realized I'm in the elf thing, doing poses and stuff, and I'm smiling really big inside the thing. I'm like, hold on. And I'm like, why am I smiling? Nobody can see this. And then I tried to take happy pictures where I just stared at them because I'm wearing a mask, so yeah. You can't see my face. I'm just like, and it just didn't feel right. I felt like I had a smile for every picture. Yeah, your brother was there.
Yeah, my brother was there.
And 900 other people in the VIP, all with you. Yeah. Everywhere I turned, they were like, oh, we're Spanish is friends, we're Spanish. So,
but friend. That's not true, because I wasn't even there for a lot of it. I left for Drew for a little
bit. I came off the stage, so you went to get high. So I came off the stage.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
And I'm like, who are all these people in the VIP? And I see your brother, and I see a bunch of people, and I'm like, who are you? And they're like, oh, we're friends in Spanish. Oh, we're friends in Spanish's brother. We know Spanish's brother. Everywhere.
That's Kelly was the one is whose fault that was, because like I said, I left.
Kelly is only there because of you.
Well, and I told her, don't. This is when I showed up.
That's
I was
on
like,
you.
How are the,
yeah. All right, that's well, on terrible. You. Did my wife bring anybody Monday. Into the VIP?
No, I don't know. I was.
No.
Like I said, I was there for a
did
little bit.
Did your wife bring
nope.
anybody in the VIP?
Not at all. I actually had to leave the VIP. I would go, there's too many people here, and I had to walk over.
Right. I got off stage and left because there were too many people there.
Well, I apologize.
You ruined it.
I thought it wasn't your fault.
It's not my fault, but I'm getting yelled at either way. So it was Kelly invited all these people. I left, and I came back, and I was
like. So why don't you have the sense to tell her, if you're going to invite all these people, that's fine, but keep them out of the VIP. The VIP was for the people who worked at the radio station, the people who set everything up. They brought food in there for the kids who worked it. And then when we get off stage and we're all hot and sweaty for 2 hours, we want a place where we could just wind down for a second. I didn't even see Carmen. Were you even there after the show?
Yeah, I was there and I was waiting and then I saw
you. Were you in the VIP and you got pushed out by Spanish's friends?
Yeah. No, I actually was holding the rope for a little bit.
Why did you keep people out?
I was, finally, like when people left, I was like, okay, bye. And then after that, I was like, okay.
Who was in there that shouldn't have been in there?
There was like a ton of people. I don't know everyone, so I don't know who was invited and who wasn't. So I was just like, okay.
Nobody was invited.
Yeah.
If you didn't work on the show, nobody was invited.
I didn't know that. No one told me that.
Yeah.
One of the guys.
Well, I'm not mad at you. You're not the bouncer.
Okay, yeah. Because one of the guys, Jake, you know, with the deer.
Yes, works here.
Yeah, he was getting people for the costume contest, and he was getting them lined up. So he was like, hey, do you mind standing by the back rope to make sure no one comes in? Mm-hmm. And no one came in. I just let people out. And then, you know, so.
So basically, no one stopped Spanish from bringing all the people.
I didn't bring anybody in there. I wasn't even there.
You ruined Halloween.
Did you bring your brother in there?
No.
How did he get in?
Kelly.
So basically, you're putting it all on Kelly now.
She's the one who let people in.
So, yeah, but that's, she's there because you're there.
Yeah, but
she doesn't work here in the radio station enough to be in the VIP.
I agree, but before we left, we had a conversation because this has happened before, and I said, don't invite people in, and then I leave and I come back, and there are all these people there, and I even
she
said
that.
She had
some friend there with a flag that kept hitting me in the face with the flag, trying to get guess what I am? I'm like, I don't care what you are. I don't even know who you are. You're going to be a dead girl in 2 seconds.
You should have hit her, actually.
What was
also,
she?
Little Edie. I don't even know who that is.
Little
Edie? I don't know who that is.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It's some character from the 80s, some stupid thing.
We both lived in Little Edie was nothing.
I'm sorry.
You're just making that up. What was your brother,
been
by the way?
As Edie Gourmet.
My brother was one of the Blues Brothers.
One of the Blues Brothers.
Yeah, he was a Blues Brother.
After we made fun of Hoppy for an hour.
Yeah.
Your brother was Hoppy's rejected Halloween
Yes,
cousin.
Yes, he was.
Great.
And I'm sorry, guys.
What were you, a jerk off?
No, I was a Ghostbuster.
No,
didn't
you had a t-shirt
a costume
on.
In
you
the
had
time.
A t-shirt on.
I
a lot of effort.
After all of that.
A photon pack, whatever the hell it is.
You had a t-shirt on.
I had a blow up thing packed with the gun. Yeah.
It's terrible.
Man, it's good weekend.
Did you talk to your brother before you left the house and say, come in the VIP?
No.
So how did he get in there?
Kelly got him in there.
Joe, is this true? You were in there.
Yeah, I was not allowed in. I had to.
Wait a second. You work on the show. Of course you were allowed in.
I got Joe in.
So how did Spanish get all his friends in with green bands?
I don't know. I walked up afterwards, and then John let me in.
Oh, man. You should feel like a dick. You live with him.
I let him into the VIP the first time because he walked over. He was yelling at me from across the bar, and him and Melissa were standing there. So I was like, yeah, I could just walk into the thing. Jake was standing there, so they just came in.
You back with Melissa?
Yeah.
Sounds thrilled about it.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry if anybody ruined, if Spanish ruined anybody's night.
I'm sorry, too. I apologize.
No, now you apologize. Before, it was like, oh, Kelly, it's not me.
It was Kelly's fault. But
let me ask you a question, Galvin.
Yeah.
If you, after playing drums for 2 hours, wanted to get off stage and just relax for a second, maybe get something to eat, get a drink or something, and there were 50 people in a small crowded area, and they were all my wife's friends, wouldn't you be like, why are all these people here? Why'd your wife let all these people in
here? If they were all my wife's friends, yeah. I would go, get your friends out of here. What are
you
doing?
So if you saw that Kelly was letting all her friends in, why didn't you say, you got to get these people out of here. This is going to come on me.
I don't have that kind of power.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Yeah. No kidding. T-shirt, costume. That,
No, yeah. They matched, though.
We did match. And she wore Star Wars leggings, which ruined the whole thing. I'm sorry, guys.
That's cool. Now it's a joke to you.
It's not.
No,
it's a joke.
Oh my God, are you being serious? This is not a joke. I'm not laughing.
You are just making like little jokes.
I don't know what to say when you don't say anything.
Wind down the bit
back.
With happiness.
Well, we'll figure it out.
It wasn't just your night that was ruined.
Next party, Spanish doesn't go.
What?
And then we see. There's another.
You did it again.
I didn't do that. That's not fair. You made me laugh. That's not fair.
Okay.
That's your nervous alarm going off.
What? Stop making me laugh. It's serious. Sorry.
My wife said, hey, I think that these, my friends from whatever we're going to meet. I go, cool, have them meet us there.
Right.
I didn't see them the whole night. No. They weren't in the VIP, I can tell you that.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Because Kelly brought all her friends.
Right. Well, then that's, again, your fault. If Kelly is an extension of you, okay?
Yeah.
Did Kelly go up to you and go, can I bring all my friends in here?
No.
Who were they?
She just her friends. Some of them, I think her roommate was there and her roommate's girlfriend and then a couple other people were there. Like I said, I left with Drew and then by the time I got back, it was all everybody was there.
Was your roommate and their girlfriend there?
No.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I walked off stage, hot, sweaty. We just got done playing and I was like, oh my God, claustrophobic. There's so many people in here. And yeah. I was like, I have to go over. And I stood by the back door.
Do you know what I did?
What?
I walked out.
Yeah.
I left because I couldn't. I know I was getting claustrophobic. I got off stage. I looked around. And my wife's like, there's too many people here. I go, all right, let's just go. And I went to the bus. I grabbed my bag. And I was like, let's just go. And we left because of Spanish.
What? You left because of me?
Because too many of your idiot friends were in my face.
I mean, I didn't, you know.
You should stop talking. We got a good show coming up today. At 8 o'clock, we'll do our football picks. We'll find out how we did and who's getting punched. And then at 8:30, there is a serious author that is going to be on the show today who has written a book and has spoken about the fact that not only does he believe in aliens, but he believes that they are living here among us and have been. And I would like to try and figure out how to identify them.
And this isn't some schmuck.
No,
this is
right.
A guy. He is one of the founders of the International Center for Abduction Research. So he looks into people who have been abducted by aliens.
You say that like it's NASA.
Yeah.
Well, it is. It's very.
I run it out of my mom's basement, but it's got a really cool title.
They have a .com website.
Oh,
.com. Oh.
It's not a .au?
No.
We're in good shape then.
I have a .biz.
Uh-huh. So we'll talk to that guy at about 8:30. He might be on to something. Maybe we'll realize that one in five of Kelly's friends are from another planet.
Don't
laugh.
That's
just
not fair.
Don't just
that
sit
was
there
funny.
In silence and
funny.
Be awkward and don't laugh. Carmen, how are you doing today?
Good.
You looked very nice at the party. I didn't get to talk to you.
Yeah, I know, because you were really busy, and then I saw you leaving. I was at the bar getting a shot, and
running from Spanish's friends?
Yeah. I turned my head, and you and your wife were running out, and I was like, all right, well, I guess that means the night's over. So then me and I went out with the promo guys, and we just went downtown. We just stayed down there, you know what I mean, and went around to the other bars.
Just when
so.
You say that, I just think it's a big gangbang.
Yeah.
You're like, I just went downtown.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.